back to another episode of the Anime Boys Podcast. What's going on? I'm here with my boy Jay. You already know we're back with another fucking episode.
Yo, we're coming in hot and fast. And of course, on your mouth, we are... No, I'm just kidding, dude. I can't say that. We're here. We're there, man. We're ready. We got another episode already, dude. How you doing, man?
Dude, I'm in it, bro. I'm chilling. I don't know, man. I'm just chilling. It's just today is a chill day. It wasn't too fucking busy at work for either me or you. And I think we were fucking both like, we just needed it. I think yesterday was fucking busy as fuck for both of us. And we were just like, fuck, dude. But today it wasn't too bad. So I'm fucking chilling. I'm just literally want to talk about anime. I've been stoked about it all day. We were actually supposed to record yesterday, but we just fucking forgot.
Honestly, yeah, dude. I ended up getting off work and I was like, I gotta get out the house. And I just like went with Cass and we went like to a park and like walked our dog. And it was just really nice. But and then I got fucked over at your local Las Palapas restaurant. So
what do you mean?
If you follow me on Twitter, you saw me yell about it, dude. Okay, so first of all, dude,
I saw the tweets, but I thought you were just saying that shit just because you were just saying
dude. I was personally victimized by this Las Palapas, man. And I've gone there before and I've ordered what I usually order and it's fine. We went and we were like, hey, it wasn't on the menu, but I mean, it's like a Mexican restaurant. So we're like, hey, do y'all just have like a large plate of bean and cheese nachos? And the lady was super nice. She's like, yeah, I got it. Like, we got that. And I was like, cool. Can I have a cheese quesadilla also? She was like, yeah. And then I forget, like, I think we ordered, like, chips and queso or something like that. Right. And so we went and we get home. And so we open up, like, the nachos.
You were, like,
and
fucking just ready, too, bro. I bet you were, like,
yeah, and it literally is, like, 12 individual nachos. And it literally, like, in the plate, like, in the container.
You're fucking lying, it's dude.
I'm not, dude. I should have taken a picture. Legitimately, it was a bed of, like, sliced jalapenos. And then on top of the soggy ass jalapenos were basically two chalupas cut into like six each. And that was it. And I was like, dude, what the fuck is this?
That was the food.
Like,
that was it.
Yeah. I was like, what is this, dude? And so I was like, well, at least there's the quesadilla. And so I like didn't even look, dude. And I opened the quesadilla and I take a big bite of it. And I was like, oh shit, dude. I just like bit into 100% jalapeno. And I was like, and there was no cheese. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Fucking pico.
And so I look at the quesadilla that's in there. And it's just a big tortilla folded in half. And the bottom, like the center of like the quesadilla is just nothing but pico. Like in it. God, like they it, fucking, dude. They melted the cheese in with the pico. But there was like no cheese, dude. It was literally just like chunky ass hot pico de gallo with like not even any cheese like at all. And I was like, what the fuck is this, dude? Like pico should be on it. I'm not saying pico shouldn't be eaten with like quesadillas. Like, it just shouldn't be
like, it shouldn't be more than the fucking cheese. Like it's not caught up.
It shouldn't be more than the cheese and it shouldn't be like heated up on the grill. Like it shouldn't be in it. Like it should be on the side and I could like dip it or whatever. I shouldn't have like hot pico de gallo. So yeah,
like even if they do put it in there, like at least put a little bit on there. Don't fucking give me like 80% fucking pico and fucking nothing else. Like what the fuck?
It literally was like respectably like 60 to 75%. Like
dude, that's so shitty, dude. So, what the fuck, dude? Did you...
but yeah, man. Long story short, today was a lot better.
Were you guys gonna share that, or what the fuck was like? What was going on with that? Was it for like both of y'all, or like?
Yeah, like that. That was supposed to be for like both Cass and I, and so we had like leftover enchiladas that we made like a couple days ago. So we like heated that up, and I forget if we like had like microwave like Mexican rice, and we were like, whatever, dude, we'll just do this.
We're just
like,
fucking yeah, might as well
like heat up a couple extra things,
bro. Yeah, and I was fucking dying because I was like, the fucking options that he put on Twitter was like, would you throw hands, or like, would you throw hands? It wasn't with even me?
this is one of the tweets I did. If you order a all caps large plate of bean and cheese nachos, and you're served a plate of, also all caps, 12 individual nachos, Am I justified in throwing hands? And the options are yes, yeah, no, or sheesh, I'm throwing hands with you.
Dude, I fucking put that one. I was like, I'm fucking throwing hands with you, dude. I would have been so pissed.
And 4% put no. And I just want to talk, dude.
Like, why? Why would you put no?
Who put no?
I'm fucking salty, dude. Like, why? Who fuck? How much? Okay, wait. How much was it, though? Was it, like, super cheap, at least, or no?
It was, like, $28, dude. What $28 for those things. We're going, dude. And I remember it explicitly. And, like, a large order of chips and queso. And I was just like, what the fuck, dude?
They literally just said, hey, so, I know you don't eat meat, but fuck you. That's literally all they did. Like, 100%. Basically,
dude. This is the fucking worst.
That's so shitty, dude. Fuck.
So, yeah, dude. My life is a everlasting nightmare. I don't know how I can go on, actually. I think I just might stop.
Another news. I've been playing more Valorant. No, I'm just kidding. No, but in all honesty, that's fucking shitty. But, like...
It was hilarious.
For me, I just been fucking... Like, not fucking eating shitty food like that. But, or getting fucking shitty food like that. I honestly just been fucking watching anime and fucking playing Elden Ring or Valorant and just chilling, honestly. Yeah. That's all I've been doing, really. I mean, work, of course, right? Just fucking skip work. No. But I've been working, too. The boy got to work. But, I mean, just to unwind, you know, after the day, you got to fucking hit the video games, dude. Like, honestly. That's pretty much all I've been up to, really, recently, since last time we talked. We just put out a fucking episode, like, what, Sunday? So it's like, it's only been a few days. So like,
yeah, we decided to spoil you all this month, dude. So you're welcome. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but in all honesty though, like, I feel like we should jump into this fucking thing, dude. I mean, honestly, I was excited to fucking do a podcast today. I've been, like I said, I've been wanting to just talk some anime talk, put some thoughts out there. But I mean, you fucking finally managed to swap over, dude. Remember you were telling us about the Crunchyroll and Funimation thing? You were saying that, like, you deleted your account and you're like, I was like, it might fuck up again, but did it not?
I'm so fucking nervous, dude. Okay, so I canceled my Funimation account and they had a survey and it was like, why are you leaving? And At first I was like, of course. Like, what do you mean? Why am I leaving? But the first option was like, I'm swapping over to Crunchyroll. I was like, cool. So I did that, and then the rest of the survey was like, hey, you know, is there anything else, like any other reasons, like why you're leaving, anything else we can get better at? I was like, that's also cool. So, it, like, at least they're being very professional about it. Like, they know that people are going to, like, leave. And they're all owned by Crunchyroll, so, like, yeah, they're going to see less traffic on their platform. But it was just nice to see them acknowledge it, I guess.
Right.
And so I dealt with that, and then it was like, yo, you're going to have access to this until – and I – dude – this is what I get for being lazy, because it didn't pull out of my it pulled out of my account this morning. I got the notification and I was like, I should have just fucking done it when I said I was going to. So now I have another month of Funimation, even though I canceled my reoccurring payments. God. And I was like, well, let me get on Crunchyroll. So I get on Crunchyroll and I log in.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. And it's like, it's like premium, and I was like, what's going on here? So I click on like my premium status,
right?
And it's like you're still premium. And I was like, what? I like check my payments and the payments are like up, and I was like, all right. And I check my bank and I haven't been getting charged for it since I canceled it. So I was like, why am I still — this is what scares me. I'm like, why am I still listed as like a premium member?
What the fuck?
But I'm not getting charged for it. I confirmed I have access to everything.
You think it's because you had Funimation,
like,
or?
I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm hoping that they like made it easier. I know that they had a button and it was like, if you're going to swap over and do it this, you get like a free 60 days or like whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And I didn't — I specifically did not do that because I used to be a premium member and I was like, well, that's not the same as a free trial, so I'm just not going to mess with it. But I don't know, man. I guess we'll wait a month. We'll see. And if it starts taking out money, you know, Crunchyroll was just expecting me, and that's fine. Maybe they listen. If not,
right? They're just — yeah,
I don't know, dude.
Just like, we're like, we knew we were coming back.
Yeah, they're like, we expect it, you little greedy little bitch boy. No, I'm just kidding.
Got it. No, but yeah, that's good. I mean, I honestly canceled. Like I said, I canceled mine like earlier. And I just like —
you're like, the day it happened.
Yeah, the day it happened.
You got the tweet.
Yeah, basically, that's all I did. Yeah.
You called up your bank. You were like, hey. You didn't even cancel it on the website. You just called your bank and you're like, I don't want to see a fucking cent go to Funimation anymore.
Just like, he like, literally just like, stop.
Stop it.
You're like, stop. No, but in all honesty, like, it's fucking dope. I mean, we're getting the one platform. I know we already mentioned this on Sunday. I'm just fucking so excited that it's just on one fucking thing now. But we're moving on with that. We're getting it. We're doing it. It's happening. And I'm just excited for fucking Jujutsu Kaisen Zero to come out next week, dude. Yeah, next fucking week, dude. I'm fucking ready for that shit.
Should be a good ass week. So, at the time of recording, we're recording this on Thursday the 10th. It comes out to United States March 18th. Sorry. We're not going to edit that out either. Get fucked. So I'm looking up right now. I want to see box office. Let me see, because it released in Japan. I want to say it's like December or something. Here we go. Yeah, it opened December 24th in Japan, with over 7.6 million tickets sold. So it made 10.4 billion yen, and that's about 90.5 million USD.
Not as much as Demon Slayer. No, I'm just kidding.
it's not as much as Demon Slayer, but when you look at like the new fucking Sword Art Online movie,
dude,
this thing fucking like quadrupled Sword Art Online.
It slapped Sword Art Online.
And it hasn't even hit United States yet. Like, that's fucking insane to me, dude.
Like, once it hits the US, dude, it's over. It's a game changer. I feel like everybody's gonna go. I'm really hoping it doesn't fucking do bad in the US. And like, if you guys hear this, fucking please go watch Jujutsu Kaisen Zero at the movie theater if you can. If you can't, then it's okay. I understand. But if you can see it in movie theaters, then go see it. Usually I try to go early if I can, just so like fucking nobody's there, I can enjoy the movie theater. But it all depends on like the movie, like show times, I guess, because they fucking only do certain like times for these fucking movies. They're like, hey, you can either come at fucking 2 p.m or 8 p.m and I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, so everything that I'm finding, each theater only has four showings, and that's like two for English, and like two for sub, two for dub.
Yeah.
And it's like 7 p.m. or 9:40, and that's like the sub, and it's like 7:30 or 10, like for the dub. And I was like, that's cool. But I was like, you know what? I'm getting paid next week. And I was like, you know what? Let's just go to like the Draft House. Let's see what's going on.
I'm down.
So I check the Draft House. And because, I mean, the Draft House is dope. You can get like drinks, you can get food, and they're still doing like some COVID procedures. So you're like separated from people, like, right, inherently, which is kind of nice.
Right.
And nope, dude, if we want to see sub, we have to go at like 10, which that's fine because it's a Friday. Or if we want to see dub, we have to go at 7. I might just bite the bullet, dude. I'm not trying to like use my card on stream or while we're podcasting or anything like that, but
but I mean, honestly, I'm like, interested. It's fucking gonna be dope. Exactly. Like, it's fucking gonna be a wild ride, dude. Like, and
absolutely,
I feel like it's gonna do really, really good. I mean, we get to see more fucking Gojo. Like, I haven't seen Gojo in a bit, so I'm like, fuck, like,
beautiful.
I gotta see it, dude. And just for like people that don't know what the fuck Jujutsu Kaisen Zero is or what it's about, because I'm pretty sure some people are like, what the fuck is this, or don't know. Like, can you give it like a rundown, like what it is, really?
I've been trying to stay spoiler free, so I haven't looked anything up. From what I understand and what I expect when I see this movie, it's just supposed to be a prequel. So I believe we're going to be getting like a fuck ton more Gojo, and we're going to get like his, not like his backstory, because we kind of got that in the manga.
Right.
But we're going to get like everything leading up to like the first season that's out.
Yeah.
So I could be wrong. And
we're going to see like what, like Megumi as like a first year, or what is he? Is he technically, he's a first year right now, right? Is he going to be before he's a first year, right? I guess.
I don't know, dude. I'd say he's a first year.
I don't know. I mean, I just know that, like, it's going to revolve around a bunch of shit. I know it's a prequel, so like I want to see how if Gojo's still broken during that time period. I'm pretty sure he is. Like he's fucking broken.
Fucking believe it, dude.
But
call me Naruto because I fucking believe it.
But I mean, I'm fucking stoked for it. We're gonna definitely do a movie review on that when it comes to that time, and then we'll gonna go watch it like ASAP. Like literally,
honestly, by next week. Yeah. So like, fingers crossed, because we have a SpongeBob party on the 19th.
We do have a SpongeBob
party. So probably not till like the 23rd or the 24th is when we'll probably be able to get it out. But don't hold us to it. So
and if anything, we would try to get it out sooner, but it all depends on what's going on. But yeah, definitely we're going to go watch it next week and try to get an episode out ASAP for that shit.
Definitely, dude. On another note, since I brought it up,
yeah,
do you know what you're gonna dress up for,
bro,
at this SpongeBob party?
I don't fucking know yet, dude. Like, I really don't know, like, what I'm gonna show up as, or like, you're gonna walk in and just I'm gonna be Patrick's house, just the boulder on the ground.
Hey, you should do Bubble Bass, and then you can dress up Comet or Nova in like a pickle costume. That'd be hilarious, dude. Me personally, I'm 50-50, equal dead split 50-50 on Smitty Werben Man Jensen because he was number one, or specifically Sexy Patrick from the movie.
Bro, I was like with I was the like, heels just like and laughing. Everything. I was like, what should I be? And like the ghost paper. Remember when he fucking had the paper and he put the fishing line on it and he's pretending to be a ghost? Like,
he just goes.
I mean, fucking Christ, great, yeah. Dude. But
so that's what I'm on the fence with. And if I go with Smitty Werben Man Jensen, I'm going to have the hat and I'm just going to get destroyed, which is why it's going to take us so long to get this new movie, like movie review out, because I'm going to be hungover for an extra week after that.
All right. Like, side note, I just want to fucking say this because they announced the new JoJo game that's coming out for PS5.
Yeah. And the state of play, right?
Oh, well, my friends sent me the fucking, yeah, like literally in state of play, like they fucking announced it. But she like sent me the fucking trailer, I guess. And she's like, hey, instead of fucking Smash at your parties, we're gonna fucking be playing JoJo now.
I fucking hope, dude.
That's fucking, that was fucking amazing, dude. I was just like, dude.
It looks so good.
I was like, I fucking love JoJo, dude. And they're fucking making a fucking game out of it. Like, it's fucking great.
Yeah, there was like another game, like another fighting game for JoJo's that I had.
It's like an older one, right?
Heaven.
Or no.
Heaven something. Yeah, there was like I know there was like a PS3 one, which was like All Star Battle or something like that.
Yeah.
And then there was like another one that was on the PS4 and I forget what it was called, but that's the one I played like the most of. But I'm fucking excited, dude. So JoJo's Bizarre Adventure video game. I'm fucking down. It's time, dude.
It's gonna be like, wild, dude. Like, I'm fucking ready for it. Like, I really want to play it. I don't have a fucking PS5, but I mean, if you get it, I'm definitely going to fucking play it.
Hell yeah, dude. But with that in mind, some other news. You were telling me that there's a Black Clover movie coming out?
Yeah, announced for 2023. Black Clover movie is coming out. And I'm just like, holy fuck. Like, I have no idea if it's going to be canon or what the fuck it's going to be. But I was like, Black Clover movie in 2023. I was like, that's just next fucking year. I thought it was so far away. And I was like, wait, that's next year. So like,
realistically, what makes sense, at least from what we've seen with like Jujutsu Kaisen, or what we expect to see with Jujutsu Kaisen, what we saw with like Demon Slayer and whatnot, like, and what we're probably going to see with Sword Art Online.
Yeah.
I think they're going to use this movie to announce like the new season.
Right.
Because that makes the most sense. I mean, giving them an extra year to let the manga, like, catch up and, like, do what it needs to do. And then they'll just be like, yo, here's a movie. And then we start the new series. Like, here you fucking go.
Yeah, I'm fucking ready for it, dude. Like, 2023, that's not too far away. And it's going to definitely come back. And honestly, like, I haven't even finished, like, the series. So I got to catch up on it. I think I'm like a few episodes behind. Like I'm really not that far away. It's just like I watch it with my girlfriend, so me and her like we have to just sit down and watch it, and she's like, she doesn't like watching TV as much, so it's like really hard to like just like sit down and watch it. But I definitely just got to catch up, especially since the movie's coming out. This is one of those fucking anime that it's like really fun to watch, and I really enjoyed it, so I'm so glad it's getting a fucking movie. And I'm probably gonna go fucking see that too and make a review of that shit too. So
honestly, yeah, I mean, episode wise, like watching wise, I fell off of Black Clover. Not like pretty hard. I think I made it like, there was what, like 180, 160 episodes or something like that.
It's around there, yeah.
I'll respectably say that I made it like maybe 120 ish.
It gets so good though, dude. Like it's so
good. And then I've read it. Like, so what's animated, I'm at least caught up with. I'll shamefully, not shamelessly, but shamefully pull out my app. And I'll see where I stopped reading and how far I'm behind. Because I'm a little disappointed that it got this bad. Because I used to do the same thing with Black Clover that I did with like a couple other like mangas that I wasn't like 100% on or like all fucking about. I would let it get like a little far. Oh, that's not too bad. I'm like 30 chapters behind. That's like an afternoon. Like I could clear that.
You can clear that easily.
That's not too bad. So that was just about, that was just about as far as I was with fucking Dr. Stone.
Dude, fuck, dude. We'll get into Dr. Stone.
We're jumping it. Yeah, we're jumping around. I'm jumping the gun here, but just know, dear listener, that I have a bone to pick with Dr. Stone.
God damn
it. But on a brighter note, Black Clover movie 2023. I'm exceedingly stoked for it. I hope it is canon, because that would be cool as fuck. As far as like watching wise, I'm just really sticking with the same things, really. I caught up with Case Study of Vanitas and Ranking of Kings. Both of them are currently at episode 20, and episode 21 of each of them respectively comes out in a few days. I started watching The Dungeon of Black Company. I'm like four episodes in.
Is
that the one that's
kind of like a... Is it serious or is it more of like a funny anime? I'm forgetting.
It's kind of like a funny anime. It's like really lighthearted. So it's literally about Kinji. He's the main character. He lacks all kinds of worth ethic in his modern life before he's of course taken into another world, which is a very common trope we see all the time, I guess. But he basically was able to become the ultimate neat. He was able to set up like streams of income for himself by like taking out loans and like doing a bunch of extra shit. And he basically just invested in real estate and owns like a bunch of buildings. And now he's like, I own all of this. I make so much money. So I just get to chill at home. I get to do jack shit and I hang out at home. And he's like, this is the, and he's just like, I am the ultimate neat. He's like, this is the best. He then gets transported to another world where he finds himself being enslaved by a really shitty mining company. And he's kind of learning how to work hard, but he finds ways to like scoot around it. He is starting the Dungeon of Black Company, which is I'm trying to think of how to word it. It's like his secret organization to be able to take over his like the current evil mining company.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. Some of the characters are really neat. I will say in the second episode, there is a male dragon tentacle fan service.
Excuse me? Excuse me? What the fuck did you just say to me?
And they break the fourth wall and he literally like, while it's happening, he's like, he looks at the camera, he looks at like the viewer and he's like, who paid for this? He's like, who wanted this? How did this get workshopped? Like, who wants to see this?
Like, why is this here? And then,
yeah, and they're just like, he's just like, what in the hell, dude? Like, it's really funny. I mean, it's not like explicit or anything. It's not like, it doesn't need to be censored or anything like that. It's just highly implied. And it's just like really funny. So,
that's fucking hilarious.
But it did catch me off guard. I was like, wait, what the fuck? And then he like directly acknowledges it. And I was like, oh, okay, so this is the joke. And I was like, this is fine.
Just like a fucking side note of this, like since you said something that caught you off guard, like I just want to say like today something fucking caught me off guard. I was at work and then I was about to leave, but of course, like sometimes people need to reach out to me. Well, the guys from like level one reached out to me and he's like, hey, honey ham. And I was like, hello? What the fuck? I was like, what the fuck? I'm going to start calling you that. He literally just put.
That's not going away.
He literally just put honey ham. Hey, you don't have to worry about this anymore. The guy called us and he said that it's fine. And I'm like, excuse me? Did you just fucking call me honey ham? Dude, that shit was fucking hilarious, dude. I was just like laughing. And I was like, this is great. I was like, I didn't really give up. Like, I just said, oh, thanks, cool. Like, I didn't care. Like, I wasn't going to be like, don't call me that. You know what I mean? But that shit was fucking hilarious, dude. He just called me fucking honey ham. And I was like, all right, I fucking guess. I was like, thanks. But like.
That's fucking beautiful.
On another note, fucking season 3 of Love of War is finally fucking finished with its production. So we're going to get a season 3. I'm kind of fucking, I kind of wanted to bring this up because I was like, I really want to talk about it because I wasn't sure what they were going to do because Love is War, season 2, when it ended, it didn't really have the fucking best ending. And I think a lot of people complained about season 2's ending because it kind of just like stopped. It kind of felt like a filler episode. They were like, oh yeah, here's the ending. Like, that's it. Bye. And then season 1 wasn't like that, but I don't know. Fucking season 3 production's over, so I'm fucking ready to see what they're going to do. And I'm really hoping there's more, more progress between their fucking relationship. Because, you know, it's like a rom-com, so I'm fucking ready for it.
Yeah, so I'm like shamelessly looking up. I don't know how this at the surface, this really looks like something I'd be interested in. And to give the brief synopsis, if you're also like me and you haven't heard of this, you haven't watched it at all, student council president and vice president appear to be the perfect couple, but both are too proud to confess their love and scheme to make the others confess their love first. That sounds awesome, dude. Is it like, you said it's a rom-com, but do they really play on like the funny bits of it where they're like failed attempts to get them to like. Oh my god, dude. That's like awesome.
It's like it's literally like she doesn't want to admit that she loves him and he doesn't want to admit that he loves her because they both have this vision that like if either of them show weakness, like it's over. Like it's just fucking beautiful. Hilarious. And they both love each other and shit. And like if people already seen there's like and I'll probably send it to you later, like a little clip of like when they fucking put on cat ears and it's fucking he puts on the cat ears and then like she just loses her mind and like it's the fucking funniest shit and it's just funny overall. Like I like this fucking anime a lot. It's just like it's just funny, like it's just fucking funny to watch. And then like when the fucking wholesome moments come out, they fucking come out and I'm like, this is great. Like I love this. This is what I came here to watch. And
hell yeah, dude.
So like it's definitely like I said, season 2 ending wasn't that great. Like it was kind of like just there, but I'm really hoping that we get a lot better shit in season 3 and we get a lot more, and I'm kind of ready for it. Like I'm kind of like, it's kind of crazy that we're already on fucking season 3, but I mean, we fucking are and we here, we going.
I'm definitely going to have to put it on my list. I'll probably look to start it probably soon. My timeline is closing in on me, dude. I have to make the decision on if I'm going to read Bleach or if I'm going to watch it.
You need to watch it.
I do want to watch it. Like, I'm leaning towards, like, wanting to watch it, but I just know it's going to be something that I'm going to take my time with.
And don't forget to pull up the fucking
list. I'm going
to
skip. Yeah, I'm going to skip the filler. Like, there's no way.
There's no way I can watch it with the filler. It ruined it for me the first time.
So I'm definitely going to do that. But, yeah, I think this definitely, like, this easily makes my list. Just looking at the synopsis, like, on its own and, like, I'm checking out some of the pictures of like some of the animation. It looks like really awesome. So I'm super stoked for it.
It's fucking great, dude. Like I'm just ready to fucking see what season 3 is all about and what they're going to do, but I'm fucking ready for it. Like there's nothing else that I can really say about it other than if you've watched it, if you haven't watched it, go fucking watch it. And I'm stoked that season 3 is coming out already, so
hell yeah, dude. And so on the note of if you haven't watched it, watch it, but go ahead and fucking watch it. I got my new Berserk book in. I got the fucking deluxe volume 10. It's in. I posted a picture of it. I got all 10 stacked up nice and neat. And with that, we are officially moving in to my favorite part of the podcast, which is the manga section. And I will say we haven't done like a true like manga rant or anything like that in quite some time. So apologies on my end for slacking. You know, with the job and, you know, everything I'm doing, I'm trying to save money. So I have been like micro dosing like Berserk and like micro dosing like certain mangas. So I'm only reading like a little bit of it. I got really lucky that I finished volume 9 of the deluxe. And then I was like, okay, that means I need to buy the 10th one. I go and it's like, hey, the 10th one isn't out yet. It actually comes out tomorrow. And I was like, I'm going to pre-order it, quote unquote, pre-order it. Yeah. And then I still got it the day of release.
Nice.
So that came out on March 10th. And so I know you were asking me a couple times ago, how many volumes of Berserk are there? Like, you know, is it finished? Where is it at? From my understanding, it is not finished. And everything I can find out is technically not done. I'm also trying to remain spoiler free, so I'm not really doing a lot of research into that aspect. There are 41 regular volumes published at the moment.
Yeah.
There is 10 deluxe versions, and I believe each deluxe is 1 to 4, right? So 1 to 4 of the regular volumes, I believe. So that's my understanding of it. The 11th one of the deluxe edition is scheduled to come out not until like June.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of shit out of luck. So I need to make a decision on if I want to keep up with the deluxe and just kind of wait, or if I want to go and buy like all of the regular volumes and like get that figured out. So, but the long and short of it is Berserk is a fucking masterpiece, dude. Like I cannot stress it enough, especially with like playing Elden Ring and like seeing like a lot of the subtle nods.
Yeah.
And excuse my fucking voice crack, but I'm emotional. I'm sorry. But like all of the subtle nods, like to Guts and to Berserk and to like some of the characters, it's like, there's just like Easter eggs that I'm like always like hyper excited to find, dude. Right. So, you know, go read it. I cannot stress it enough. It's beautiful.
I definitely want to read it, dude, because of the fucking art style. Like it's fucking great.
Amazing, dude. I did start digging back. And I'm slowly watching the 1997 version of Berserk. Again, it's just one of those things. I want to take my time with it. I want to thoroughly enjoy it. There's only 25 episodes. I could knock that out as quick as can be, but I'm only like 3 episodes in, and I'm enjoying every single minute of it. But yeah, it's definitely just one of those things that's near and dear to my heart, dude. Not 2016 Berserk. I'll probably end up like actually trying to put my nose to the grindstone and watch it, but it's just one of those things, dude. Like,
you're like, fuck it's, you.
It's such a dessert. It's such a disservice, dude. It sucks. But yeah, so that's my Berserk rant of the podcast, as there seemingly always is. Some of the other manga that I know you and I are still catching up with is Rena GF, dude. Rena fucking girlfriend, man. Rena still girlfriend. Going.
Still fucking going. I don't know why the fuck it's still going, but it's still going. And it's like, it blows my mind every time I say this. I'm just like, yeah, it's fucking longer than, you know, Demon Slayer. Like, for no fucking reason. Like, I mean, it's fine. It would have been
for
fine.
No fucking
it's
reason.
Fine. It's long, right? But it's not fine when they fucking, they kept this up for a long fucking time where there's a lot of parts. And I'm pretty sure you read it too. And people that have read it, or like people that haven't read it, there have been a lot of moments and parts where they're like, okay, you know, something's going to build off of this. This is it. You know, this is the time. Like, this is great.
Y'all are going to finish this, like, sometime soon.
And they're like, fuck you, here's 60 more chapters. And you're like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, dude.
And I'm just like, well, fuck. I was like, I guess I'll just fucking read it. You know, I'm already invested. Like, I'm this far in. I want to know what happens. And like, I'm glad it comes out, like, every week, right? So, like, you can at least fucking, every week you get a new fucking chapter. And I'm just like, well, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, Like this is part, of course, spoilers are going to come right here, but the part where, like, they, like, the grandma dies, and then, like, she took her out on a date, and then she cried, like, that should have been, like, the turning point. That should have been it.
Uh-huh.
But, like,
100%.
Like, there should have been, like, a few more, like, probably a bit more chapters after that, just to, like, end the story, like, end them together, but, like, it didn't, and it just said, fuck you, we're going to keep going. And I'm just like, okay, well, let's see where it goes, right? Let's just see what happens. And then now we're at this part where he's been fucking exposed, you know, quote unquote, by the fucking bitch mommy, like,
I will say, I want to take a quick, like, second here.
Yeah.
I will say that, like, Rent-A-Girlfriend, like, season one, episode one, like, vastly established that, like, mommy fucking sucks. Like, and then 226 chapters later, 225 chapters later.
They made me hate her more.
And they're just, like, they're, like, quintupling down. They're just, like, no, there's no redemption arc for her. There's no anything. And they're just, like, you need to fucking hate her. And I'm just, like, we do. Like,
we already fucking
like,
do.
Like, you need to stop, like, making her so shitty. Like, she sucks. We know. Like,
bro, and the fact
either
that...
either do something with her or, like, tell her to fuck off. Like,
and the
I'm
fact,
sick of being
the
pissed
fact that,
at the
like,
same
the redemption arc.
Character.
I don't even know if I've mentioned, if we mentioned it, but the redemption arc.
That's not a real redemption.
It
was the attempt.
It
was,
yeah, the attempt, her backstory of, like, why, people hate her or why she's like this. Like, it was so stupid. Like, it was literally like, hey, I had a boyfriend and he dumped me and now fuck everybody else in a relationship. I'm just
yeah,
like,
literally.
Excuse me? Like, what the fuck? Like, and there was like a panel that said that they had a baby. Like, I don't know if they had a baby or not. Like, was that even fucking clear? And a lot of people were saying that
I
it's metaphorically
know,
like a baby or like something. Like, it
yeah,
was just a metaphor.
They didn't give us more context, so I'm assuming it's the metaphor.
And like, if it isn't, like if the manga comes, if the anime comes out and it says it's something else, we're like, fuck. Like, still. But still, like, you don't fucking, and this is like her in like fucking middle school, dude. And like, can you imagine being a fucking bitch since middle school and like you're fucking like in your 20s now? Like, what the, like,
oh,
they're like 19,
God,
about
dude.
To be 20 or like like at 20 maybe. I don't even fucking know, but like.
Well, they're in college.
Yeah,
dude.
They're in
like...
college. Exactly. And like, goddamn, like she literally was just like, oh, well, since I can't be happy with somebody, no one can be happy. I'm going to ruin everybody's fucking relationship. And I'm like, excuse
yeah.
me? Like, what the fuck are you saying right now? And she finds joy in that shit. Like, the fucking little smirks that they've drawn in this part right now where we're at, where she decided to, like, fucking spill the beans everywhere, dude. Like, literally.
And she just, like, implodes everything.
She
man.
Literally was just like, oh.
Which, like, it had to happen.
Right.
So, on the one hand, like, I fucking hate her. But on the flip side, I'm like, dude, finally.
Like, story like, progression.
Yeah, we're finally getting some sort of progression. And hopefully this is at least, like, means to an end, I guess. Like, at this point, this shit just needs to, like, end.
I just want to say, like, I also want to say, like, I feel really bad for Ruka, like, in these last two chapters.
100%.
And I'm just like, holy fuck. Like, I was like, I wasn't really a big fan of her because she was kind of annoying. And I was just like, dude, just fucking break up already, right? But, like, the fact that she, like, remembered that mommy told her, like, you know what to do when the time comes, and then she still defended him, I was like, what the fuck, dude? I was just like, I feel so bad. And, like, the fact that, like, she saw, like, this next part, you know, like, of course, spoilers, always mm-hmm. ruining everything, fucking, we're saying everything now. But, but like, literally, like, how Mizuhara walks up to Kazuya and fucking kisses him, and she sees it. And it's just like, well, fuck. I kind of felt bad at that moment. I was like fucking laughing mm-hmm. at mommy's reaction because she was all like, what the fuck? But like the fact that that happened and she had to see it, like that was kind of shitty. Like that's kind of fucking shitty, right? Like her having to witness that when she was like, we're basically dating and I love you and defended him even at this moment. Like I was like, fuck, dude. I don't know. What did you think like about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, at least like, with what is kind of happening around, like, Ruka, where she's cozying up to, I forget his name, but the guy that originally rented, like, Ruka.
Yeah.
When him and Kazuya went on, like, the double date.
It was
to the
for
climbing
anybody,
gym.
Yeah. Kazuya's friend, for everybody that's wondering. But, yeah, when they went to the double date.
Yeah. And so it looks like Ruka and him are, like, starting to cozy up. And I was like, hey, this would be interesting if Ruka's the one to be like, hey, Kazuya, like, I can't fucking do this. Like, we agreed on a year. It's been well over that. Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I want to see this guy now. That's cool. But then there's also, like, the plot armor of Ruka doesn't feel anything. Like, there's nothing that gets her heart racing except for Kazuya. And
right.
I don't think her character has it in her to give that up, right? So that's, like, the plot armor, and that's why she's still, like, going over like above and beyond for him. But character development wise, I would really love to see like her get away from Kazuya. And honestly, like, it just needs to be over, dude.
It just needs to be over, dude. Like,
Rent a Girlfriend's one of those things, like you said, it comes out every week. I've never personally read, like, a manga that is, like, soullessly taken advantage of, well, you've read this far.
Literally.
And so you keep going. I mean, I haven't gotten into One Piece or shit like that. And, I don't know if One Piece even is like that from the way people dick ride it so hard. But there's, like, certain anime or certain manga that it's, like, hey, you've read this far. Like, here you go. And, you know, I don't know, man. So I really just want it to be done. I want them to just be, like, over with. I want it to be done.
I want it to be done, dude. Like, honestly, like, if they finish this and the I would say, like, give it, like, maybe 20 chapters max to finish it. They could do it. But, I mean, I don't fucking know. They're probably going to do another fucking 100. Who fucking knows, right? But
God. If I see this shit hit chapter 300, I'm gonna be so mad.
I'm gonna lose my fucking mind, dude. I'll be like, this is longer than the actual shonen.
I'm gonna listen back to this, right? So I'm calling it right now. It is March 10th, 7:23, a brisk March evening at legit. I'm looking at my Google. It's 69 degrees outside. A brisk evening. If Rent a Girlfriend hits chapter 300,
I'm gonna lose my mind.
I'm gonna fucking lose it. I don't want to say, like, I'll kill myself or something like that, because with my luck, it'll actually happen. But all I'm saying is I'm gonna fucking lose it.
At that fucking point, dude, they're looking for the One Piece too.
This is the one podcast when it comes out that I'm actually gonna download and I'm gonna keep. And when it hits chapter 300, we're gonna reference this episode at this time frame. And it's going to be, all hell is going to break loose, dude. It's going to be fucking horrible. We'll do something if it ever gets there. So we'll see.
Fuck,
but yeah, but that's fucking Rent a Girlfriend.
I'm just glad that they finally kissed. Like, fuck. Like, goddamn. Like, finally, a real kiss. Like, I'm just like, I didn't know that fucking adults are having this fucking hard of a time to just fucking kiss. Like, goddamn. Like, we already know the tension between y'all. Like, you clearly fucking care about him if you're fucking this far into the relationship. And then they're like, you've been duping us for over a year. I'm like, well, what the fuck? I was like, it's been over a year, dude. I was like, you guys live alone. Like, fucking just tell each other.
Yeah, they're neighbors, dude. Like, what the fuck?
Like, tell each other what you guys fucking feel at this point, dude. You guys are grown-ass people. Like, fuck. Anyways, moving on to it. For another fucking 20 chapters of, you know, something that Jay fucking absolutely got destroyed by, and he was not happy with this last ending of the good old Dr. Stone.
Yep. So as I said before, a little bit previously in this podcast, I took the same approach to Dr. Stone that I did like Black Clover, right? Like, I would read it, I would read like a chunk of it, and I would catch up, and I would let it go like 10 or 12 chapters, and I let this go like 40 chapters.
Yeah.
And then they were like, hey, Dr. Stone's over. And I was like, you know what? I'm here, right? Like, I'm at the cusp. I'm at the precipice of the cock and balls that is fucking Dr. Stone. I'm here. I'm at the tip. Like, we're there, right?
Well, how many chapters and, is it? Like, at the, like, to sum it all up.
I have it right here. It's like 232. So Rent a Girlfriend is close to Dr. Stone, and it's nowhere near being finished. At least with this last chapter, it's nowhere near being finished. And I don't know, dude. Dr. Stone fucking sucks.
And on the just like a heads up, like our notes, literally, we fucking just put Dr. Stone is ass. That's it. Like,
period. There's a period end of that sentence too.
There's a period. There's after no period ass.
In Doctor. But it just says Dr. Stone is ass, period. And that's the last thing I wrote. That's the last thing I could put on my notes for this podcast. This is the last thing I could do and bring myself to. Dr. Stone really fell short for me, dude. And I'm not trying to be like personally fucking victimized by it. But when you look at it, like,
I feel like it's personal, right? Dude. I feel like it's personal.
Like, the concept at its core of Dr. Stone is the whole world has turned to stone. And you're like, cool. You're like, fuck yeah, everybody sucks. That's rad. And it's like, this boy has so much brain power that he is able to break out of the stone like millennia later. And he knows exactly what, he was still conscious. He was ready. He was there and he broke himself out. He started getting shit done. he immediately comes out of the stone and he's like, what the fuck are we doing about this? Gets his ass to work. And I'm just like, that's cool as fuck. The whole first season's cool as shit.
Right.
Second season is kind of lame. Is the Stone Wars, and it's, you know, it's okay. And it's there. What happens right after Stone Wars is really rad. Like, it, and it's cool as shit what they start doing after the fact.
Yeah.
And then you start to get into the repetition of, like, it's convoluted, right? They're going to this part of, you know, the world, and then they find this, and then they do, like, all these inventions with it, and then they, like, better themselves, and then they set up, like, a little colony, and then it's like, time to go to the next spot, and it's like, then we get corn, and, you know, we go to, like, fucking Kentucky.
What the fuck?
And,
did, like, you say corn?
We, like... Yeah, and then they we start planting corn, and now we have, like, ethanol and, like, all this fucking shit. And I'm just like, that's cool. And then it hits, like, its apex when it's like, hey, there's actually, like, a rival fucking scientist in the United States. And yeah. His whole deal is, I want to bring the world back to the way it was, but I rule it. And I'm the, like, and I'm terrible. And then you see, like, a really high level of... like cat and mouse being played between Senku and this other scientist. And I forget his name and I really don't fucking care. but you see like a really interesting cat and mouse being played like with it. And I sped run those chapters cause it was real for the first time in like fucking 200 chapters or like 100 some odd chapters. It was really engaging. And then you hit this point and they win. They leave pretty much everybody that's on the rival team in stone, except for like a couple other people. And there's like a time skip. Obvious spoilers for Dr. Stone, by the way. Obviously, if I didn't explicitly say that, but obviously we're talking about it and it's over. And so there's like a time, like everybody's turned, they win. Senku wins and defeats this other scientist by turning like everybody into stone, like again, right? Suika is the only person that's able to position herself under the contraption that is set up with revival fluid. So she literally gets petrified and then gets revived. There's like a time skip of like 7 or 8 years. And she figures out the formula through a couple notes that Senku had in his like clutched hand, figures out how to bring one person back. And she brings Senku and then they basically get everything rolling again. And so that's what happens. And so he actually figures out, and I've talked about this like a long time ago when these chapters came out, that the revival fluid is that can clear death, right? Like it is possible for you to be killed and petrified and then petrified.
And then bring you back.
And right? you can be revived and you're still alive. Fuck. And vice versa. Like if you're petrified and your body breaks into a million pieces, Suika does this, like, everybody's kind of fucked up, and, like, there's pieces of everybody everywhere. She gathers the pieces, puts them together, and then revives them, and then they're fine. So, Senku understands so, like, without
even
a
if,
doubt that...
Like, even if, like, you're about to die, or can you be dead, and then you can just be petrified and come back?
In, like, canonically, and as it is written, Senku's life, like, is... It's either Senku, or there's another individual that he dies... I believe it's the guy with the spear, Ryuzaki or Ryuza. I forget his name.
Yeah.
And again, I don't fucking care. I'm sorry, dude. Because the ending pissed me off, and like it as a whole pisses me off. But he dies. Like the final breath like leaves his lips, and then he is petrified, and he's brought back to life by the revival fluid. So they're like, "Hey, this can cure death." They're like, "We're basically immortal." And then it just kind of fucking falls flat. Like nothing really happens. And then he does this whole, like, obviously the Y man, the person that is able to cure, like to handle the Medusas and who did this in the first place.
Yeah.
He's on the moon. So we got to get on the moon. And so I was like, all right. And so there's probably like 10 chapters of just like, I don't know, like just them going chapters. Around and like just 10 chapters of them going around, like, reviving people, and then them, like, understanding, like, excuse me, like, what the plan is and, like, what they're going to do now. And then there's another 10 chapters where they speed run, like, fucking everything, dude. They literally, in about 10 chapters, it could be more, it could be a little less, 10 chapters, they get internet for the entire world, including undersea data lines. They're able to, like, figure out how to, like, send a satellite into space that is looking at the Earth and can scan the Earth. And then they also build receivers for it. They also build a smartphone and touchscreens during this time too, which is something I forgot when I was yelling about it earlier. off the stream, off the podcast. So they get touchscreens and liquid crystal, and they're able to get smartphones. They create a computer that they're able to create video games on. So they're literally playing like fucking Pong and like Pac-Man and like Galaga and shit. And then they also, so they send the satellite that can look at the Earth. They build a receiver to be able to see that. They send a space station to which a spacecraft can eventually dock up with that. And I'm like, okay.
Excuse me?
And then they put out another satellite that looks specifically at the moon, and they figure out, hey, there's like a dense part of the moon, not the backside of the moon, but like a dense part of the moon that's really weird. That has to be him. And they're just like, that's the Y-Man. And so they're like, cool. And then they build a fucking rocket.
All this
that can take them.
All this was happening in like 10 chapters, right?
This is like 10 chapters, maybe 11. And I'm just like, okay, like this is a little rushed, but you know what? I've come this far, right? So let's, cool. There was a little bit of an accident on Earth with the Medusa. So they had the Medusa.
Right.
They figured out previously how to create batteries for it, and they're able to use it. So to keep it safe and to make sure that nothing goes wrong with it, they put it in like a vacuum sealed container, or they put it in a container and they stored it away. And seemingly on its own, it started turning people into stone. Like there was one instance where it was just like, cool. Nobody said anything. Nobody did anything. It like shits out like something like 40 meters worth of like petrification. And then they just chalk it up to, we can't figure out what happened, so we got to continue on.
Yeah.
And they don't, they kind of explain that, but not really. Well, they explain it. So then the long and short, they get to space. They get to the fucking odd side of the moon where they're seeing all this shit like going on and like the odd behavior. And all of a sudden, as they're in like their little fucking moon rover that they also had time to build in these 10 chapters, that they're in their little moon rover and they have the Medusa in a container. And out of nowhere, Senku's voice says, hand me the Medusa. Unlock the Medusa from its cage or like from its thing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Senku that said this, but it was, quote, the Y man that said this, but they had already taken it and like let all the air out of it. And so now it is in a vacuum, mm-hmm. that vacuum of space, and it starts floating and they're like, bitch, what the fuck's going on? And so then the singular Medusa is floating, and then it is then joined by like a fucking whole kerfuffle of other Medusa that is like on the moon.
Fuck.
And then the Medusa starts hive mind speaking to Senku and them.
Fuck.
And the big plot twist is that these devices are sentient. Oxygen on Earth is poisonous to them and it makes them go dormant. So when they are in the vacuum of space, they are fully sentient parasites that share like a hive mind collective, but right. then can later like split off. And so then they're like, hey, we gave you the gift of immortality. This is what we did. We gave you the gift of like fucking immortality by petrifying you all. We waited until somebody unpetrified themselves and started communicating over electromagnetic waves about how the petrification is immortality. And we just don't understand why you don't want to be petrified. We tried to petrify you by this time, this time, this time, this time. And you find a way to revive yourself.
I fucking love and this then like, Senku, part of here.
Like, and Senku's like, yeah, I don't want to be stone. Like, it's like that fucking... He's literally just like, yeah, that's stupid. And then they're like, okay. And I'm just like, okay, bitch, what? And so then Senku's like, we're gonna hash this out. Let me tell you my plan. And so... canonically, we don't know what this conversation is. Like, us as the reader and the other characters don't know either. Yeah. So they gather Senku in, like, and he surrounds them with, like, the million of, like, other Medusa that's there. And it makes, like, a little skull face to talk to him. And I was like, that's really pointless, but whatever. And so Senku then outlays his master plan, to which we still don't know. And the Medusa are all like, this is stupid. That has like a 0.0005% chance of like working. There's absolutely no way. Like, we're not going to go along with this. Like, blah, 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 blah. And the singular Medusa that they brought up with them, the singular sentient device that they actually brought with them, is like, no, this could probably work. Like, this might work.
Like, this, and Senku's, you know, this like, could, yeah, work.
And Senku's like, 0.0005% is not zero. And I'm like, you're right, but okay, like, I guess. We still don't know what they're talking about. And then, out of nowhere, the singular Medusa is like, cool, so I'll just go back to Earth with you. And all the other Medusa are like, yeah, I guess we'll just fuck off, even though we've spent millennia petrifying the Earth and we're trying to leech off you as life forms because we're parasites. And they're just like, yeah, I guess we failed here. That's cool. And so all the other Medusa, like, dip. They all go back to Earth. And then there's, like, another time skip. And basically it comes to, and they're like, this is, like, the last two chapters. It comes to, and, like, 90% of humanity is, like, unpetrified. They're, like, getting shit together, like, to be able to do, like, what they need to do.
Right.
And they're, like, getting humanity, like, back to where it's at. A couple people are, like, getting married and shit. And then they like, weave their way through, like, everybody. And then they're like, oh, where's Senku? There's like, oh, he's working on his super secret project. And they're like, okay. So then you get to, like, Senku's lab.
Yeah.
And then it shows, like, this big-ass machine. And you're like, oh, that's cool. Like, what's going on? And then him and the Medusa are, like, talking. And he has, like, a team of, like, scientists. And he's like, yep, we're almost done. And he's like, okay, cool. Like, what is it? And it's like, we're almost done with the time machine. And you're like, what in the fuck? Like, okay. And so Senku's building a time machine. And they're like, oh, for what? And he's like, well, we still don't know if it's going to work or not. And they're like, okay, but why? And he's like, well, you know, if it doesn't work, we'll at least try to, like, send messages back in time, or, like, send messages forward in time, like, blah, 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 blah. And then it's over. And you're like, so why the fuck are you, like, making a time machine? Are you trying to stop this? Like, the whole point that, like, a parasitic hive mind was just like, hey, we had, like, a lot of investment of, like, millennia into this fucking planet being petrified, and we have the chance to, like, fucking kill the main forces and repetrify the Earth, like, real easy. Yeah. And then we just decide, nope, like, that's cool. And I'm nope. Just like, where's the fucking logic in that? Like, it was such bullshit. Like, it was a trash ass ending. Like, the ending was shit. Probably like the first 100 chapters were, like, really good. It got, like, super lame. And then, like, 180 to, like, 2 something was, like, really fucking cool when he's, like, fighting the other scientists.
Yeah.
But by and large, like, dude, it's fucking stupid. And this is saying a lot, right? Like, I read fucking Rent-A-Girlfriend. Like, this is saying a lot, dude. I read Rent-A-Girlfriend. I loved Platinum End that, like, a lot of people fucking hated. Like, I don't know, dude. Like, this ending was real fucking stupid.
God, dude.
And it's trash.
And I ask you guys,
good fucking riddance.
And I ask you guys this, like, if you guys didn't like the ending, how would you fucking change it, or what did you want to see at the end? Because I know I asked you, and you're like, I don't even fucking know at this point.
I think I figured it out. I think I know what I would do. I would build a time machine and make it so this manga was never fucking written. That's what I would.
You're
fucking
that
do.
Fucking salty about it, dude. I want to see how it gets translated in the anime, and I want to see if you get that same. I don't know. Are you gonna watch the anime anymore? Like,
fuck no. I hope it doesn't even get that far, dude.
Dude, it's probably gonna finish. I'm sorry. It's probably gonna finish. It's gonna get a season 3 already. So after season 3, that part's pretty good. It's definitely gonna get a season 4.
I don't know, man. That's my opinion, and I could be wrong. It could be translated really well. I think when it gets there,
it'll get there.
I'll watch like the last few episodes, because if they give, like, if they just tweak the ending, like, if they would have given a little bit more info, if we would have seen the negotiation process, if there was, like, a stipulation in the negotiation where he's like, hey, I build this time machine, I try to accomplish blah, blah, blah for you, like, the parasitic futuristic entity, like, hive mind.
Yeah.
And if we fail, then you just fucking, like, then just go ahead and, like, re-petrify the Earth. whatever, right? Like, that would have made way more sense. But there was none of that. Like, there was no, we didn't get that insight. And that might be by design. There might be, like, something else that comes up or, like, a movie or some shit. But I don't know, dude. Like, as it, I can only judge it on what's currently out. And as it stands, is a piece of shit. So.
Oh, my God. Dude, that's so funny. That's how salty you are, dude. But, I mean, fuck it. I mean, we're going to definitely see more of it. I mean, like I said, you guys want to tell us what you could have made different? What could have changed? Let us know. But that's pretty much it for this fucking day's episode. I don't know if we're going to put out anything else this week. We might. We're going to definitely try to. But definitely today's episode was fucking, it was a long one, but it was definitely fun.
It was.
But definitely.
So as always, guys, I'll cut in real quick because I don't want to end it on a bad note for me. I feel really bad. But as always, dude, I got to thank everybody for listening. Abraham, you said we're closing in on what, like, what was it? 120,000 or what was the view count or something like that?
The view count as of right now, view count is, this is the view count for Spotify only, but for Spotify only, it's at 12,122.
Damn. So that's a lot less than 120,000. But no. So regardless, dude, I'm really excited. I'm really happy for everybody that's listening. If you're stoked for Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, go ahead and let us know as always. We should, I'll probably buy the tickets right after this. I'm not even going to lie.
I'm fucking ready.
So we'll get tickets. We'll let you know. We'll give you guys the scoop. With 90 million already claimed for it, it's gotta be great. It's gotta be good, I have really high hopes for it. But as always, guys, thank you so much for listening. As Abe was saying, I don't know if we'll have another episode this week.
We'll definitely try.
Thank you so much for staying fluid with us, just as always.
Yeah.
Abraham, where can they find you, man?
You can definitely find me at Abraham182 on everything. And you can definitely follow the podcast at Anime Boys Pod. I need to fucking start posting on there again. I have been slacking on there, but definitely go follow us on there. You can follow our TikTok as well, Anime Boys Pod, but definitely Instagram at Anime Boys Pod. Follow us on fucking Spotify as well. And definitely,
we will catch you guys on the fucking next one.
All right.
Later.
Bye.